March is Women's History Month, and Modern City's Kelsey Hasden is here to tell us about two notable women who lived in Jacksonville at the turn of the last century. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. Kelsey, what do these two women have in common?
So the two women, Cora Crane and Zora Neale Hurston, were both very strong-willed women who may not have had the best reputations due to some of their behavior. So Cora Crane was born in Boston to an elite white New England family. She lived in San Francisco for a time and ultimately moved to New York City. But for a few years, the beginning of the 1900s, she lived in Jacksonville, where she ran certain establishments in the La Villa neighborhood. Crane ran two brothels, one called the Hotel de Dream, which was at the southwest corner of Ashley and what is now Jefferson, and the Court, which was at the southwest corner of Houston and Davis Streets. In spite of this, which is what caused her to ruffle feathers, she was not a respectable woman. She was also a well-known war correspondent during the Turkish-Greco War in Greece. She's one of the first female war correspondents. She traveled there with her husband, Stephen Crane.
People might know the name Stephen Crane.
Yeah, he wrote the novel, The Red Badge of Courage. She also wrote short stories and contributed to magazines like Harper's Weekly.
Zora Neale Hurston, on the other hand, is somebody many of us who took literature in high school have definitely heard of, who is more closely associated with Central Florida, but she also spent some time in Jacksonville around the same time.
Yeah, Zora Neale Hurston lived here for a period of time while she was kind of coming of age, but she was originally born in Alabama and grew up in Eatonville, which was the first city that was founded and ran by African Americans. She was a prolific writer, best known for her novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God, but she also wrote on a number of other topics, African American cultural practices, in her book, Mules and Men. She wrote about voodoo in Haiti and Jamaica in her book, Tell My Horse. And she was an incredible folklorist and wrote a couple of plays. As part of the Federal Writers Project, she recorded stories, songs, history, and traditions of African Americans, and she arranged those recording sessions at the Clara White Mission. She ruffled feathers because she was very ardently against segregation and commonly spoke out about it. Zora Neale Hurston and Cora Crane, their times in Jacksonville overlapped from about 1904 to 1910, but they probably didn't really know each other. Hurston probably knew of Crane because she ran brothels. Crane may have known about Hurston because of her books, but they probably didn't cross paths.
That's Kelsey Hasden with two women you might not know were part of Jacksonville's history. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.